Reformed Church.
This really deserves more time than I'm going to give it right now, but it's a big topic that I'll just distill into just a couple minutes here. But just wanted to share something about if you personally, or maybe you just want to explain this to somebody else, but if someone's struggled with, like, how do I know that these things are true? How do I know the gospel is really true? How do I know that God is real? How do I, like those type of questions. Like, we kind of go all the way to the back, all the way to the beginning of, you know, where one would start. I feel like if you don't have those things secure enough in your mind, it will affect your seeking of God going forward. If you're not even sure about the whole thing, and you're just kind of raised in church, or you've heard these things before, and you're doing things just simply because, you know, you've heard them, you're going to end up feeling like you're going through the motions. And the second that there's not the accountability of parents dragging you to church, or there's not the accountability of maybe a husband or a wife bringing you to church, when there's not that accountability anymore, all of a sudden you're just going to go off and do your own thing because you don't have your own understanding of these things. So just to kind of explain this, you know, there are a lot of things in the world that confirm the fact that there's a God or confirm the gospel and are what the Bible would call confirmation, but we might more easily call that supporting evidence, okay? I got to teach a long time on this, but there's a lot of supporting evidence. Again, the Bible would use the word confirmation. Supporting evidence, there's, you know, archaeology, and there's, you know, science and biology and things like that, and people will talk about in science, the intricacies of creation and how everything looks so deliberate, even our cells and how intricate just one cell is. And, you know, of course, people will try to explain things with evolution or whatever, but evolution even if you believe in evolution, which I don't, but even if you did, it doesn't explain anything. Like, it just procrastinates on the where did we come from question, because then it's like, well, where did the original cell come from? And so, you know, all these intricacies, we know that something doesn't come from nothing, right? At least the physical realm that we live in, nothing just comes from nothing at all. And then when you see the intricacies, that can point to a creator. In fact, it does point to a creator. And we could talk about that for a long time. You could talk about, you know, people have found things in archaeology and the confirmation that can be to the Bible. And even more so, a better confirmation even, are signs and wonders and miracles. And many of us have seen miracles happen, you know. Again, we've seen, even if you haven't personally, in this church we've seen many healings before. I mean, like instantaneous healings. We've seen things like that. And those can be, they are confirmations and supporting evidence to the fact that not only is there a God, but that what's going on, say, at this church or other churches, other ministries, is valid, that there's something more to it than just human beings talking and making something up as a crutch to make themselves feel better, right? Like, these are all supporting evidence, right? But the only thing that actually makes you sure, and there's no physical thing that can actually convince you of the gospel. There's no physical thing that, and the Bible tells us this, that there's no physical thing that can convince you. And by convince, I mean the word faith. Faith means to be convinced. It actually means to be persuaded. There's nothing that can, faith or persuasion cannot come by anything but by the Word of God. And by the Word of God, I don't just specifically only mean the Bible. I mean, the Word can be preached to you. The Word can be spoken just in your heart by the Holy Spirit. But the Word of God is the only thing that can actually convince you of the reality of who God is and what Jesus did for you. And while that may sound at the very first sort of like a, like it's not, people don't want that explanation. They want to be able to see something physically. The very quick explanation of why that is because our physical senses, the Bible says, cannot understand. In 1 Corinthians 2, it says that by our physical senses, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God because they're foolishness to him. It says, nor can he, meaning we don't have the ability with our brains and our senses to actually understand who God is. His thoughts, his ways are too high for a human being by himself. So we need God to actually speak into our mind to make himself real. And God is able to reveal himself and speak to you in your mind. Whether that speaking to you is necessarily words that flash through your mind, or whether it's all of a sudden he downloads you with a knowing that he's real. I'm going to have to really wrap up pretty soon here, but because there's just so much to say about this, but the funny thing is I've thought many times before that when someone would ask me personally for, like, how do you know God is real? My first reply would be, well, who have I been talking to this whole time? Like, what better proof do you want than that God talks to you? Like, God talks to me in my mind. And a lot of times, I actually hear words in my mind. He talks to me. Now, it doesn't always have to be that. A lot of times, God will speak to me, and I just know something. Like, I know it. There's no way that that's not true. But we need that, because we can't understand God by our physical senses. And in fact, there have been many signs and wonders. It's not that God's inability or lack of willingness to do signs and wonders, to do something physical. A lot of people want that physical proof on the outside. It's not a lack of willingness. God has done many signs and wonders before, but God will never do a sign and a wonder to try to convince you, because he knows you can't understand by a sign or a wonder because of the lack of ability on our physical senses. It takes the word of God. So for someone that's grappling with whether God is real or not, you're going to have to seek God. You're going to have to start searching for him in your heart. And that is going to entail things like church and Bible reading and things like that, but it's not limited to that. It's a mindset. You're going to have to start, and it would start, you would do well to start out by asking God and say, Lord, if you're real, show yourself and reveal yourself to me because I want to know. And then you have to take the initiative and this first step to start seeking him. If you seek him, God is able to make himself known to you and speak to you and put that knowing on the inside of you that you understand and know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's real. Because again, faith or persuasion can only come by the word of God. That's the only way that it can come. And I just want to emphasize this also. There is coming a day very soon where God is going to bring every one of us into account. And he's going to judge the works of men. And by that, I'm talking about the beliefs of men. Every single person sitting in here right now and watching online right now will be brought to account at the end of the age as to what you believed and whether you sought God or not. Okay? And if that makes you afraid, it shouldn't if you're a believer. But if you're not sure that you're saved, I'm not talking about because you grew up in a house that's Christian. If you're not sure whether you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that should make you afraid at first. Because it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God if you're not a believer. It's a fearful thing. And God loves you very much. And if you hear the Reconciled series, for instance, I taught on God is not mad at you. God loves you so much. But it's actually something with the devil that actually did this, not God. But every person will be brought to account. This is not just the benefits of salvation are not just for this life. They're for this life and also in the life to come. You need to get this straight. This is the most important decision you'll ever make in your entire life. In fact, your eternal destiny is dependent on whether you know what I'm talking about right now and what this church preaches and what many churches across the world preach. This is not just, well, Jesus can heal your body for now, which he can, and he can heal your body for now and give you a good life right now, but if you kind of don't feel you need healing for your body, then you can pass up on it. No, like there is a heaven and there is a hell. There is Jesus Christ coming to judge the living and the dead. And every single one of our beliefs will be brought to account at the end of this age. And I'm not sure if every single person in this room and listening online right now is comfortable with the way that we believe. And I want to bring this up because I wouldn't be loving you to not bring that up. Can you imagine someone gets to the end of the age and like you didn't tell them that or I didn't tell somebody that? Like, what's this about? I thought you just said that Jesus could heal my body, but I was kind of all right, so I just figured I'd pass it up. You didn't tell me that this was going to happen. This is a really important thing for you to situate in your mind. And guess what? God will reveal himself to you, but you need this. You need this. I'm telling you, if you are not 100% comfortable with that you have a personal, vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ, that needs to get sorted out, like today. If you're not sure, I'm imploring you. I'm more than suggesting it. I am imploring you. Come up after service and talk to pastors there or myself after service, and let's get this straightened out. And I'm not saying it's all going to get straightened out in one day, but we need to talk then and talk to a leader in the church. If you're not 100% sure that you have a vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit resides on the inside of you and you have a daily walk with Jesus, learning him every single day, if you're not sure that that's really you, that needs to get sorted out today. Like, it really needs to get sorted out right this minute, right? But we can't do it right this minute, as far as Pastor Jose and myself are concerned. But even if you're listening online right now, you need to ask God right now, like while I'm talking. Like, don't put it off another second and say, God, if you're real, I need to know this. The benefits of Jesus Christ are for this life, but it's also for the one to come. And again, I'm giving you such a small taste of how to get to know God and stuff, but just, I can only recommend this church right now, but I would tell you, if you're listening online or even if you're here, there is zero reason. Your eternal destiny relies on this. Zero reason why someone's not here Sunday and Wednesday, every single service. Get here 10 minutes early. Sit your butt in these seats and say, I need to know this. Not just for all the benefits and the love of God that I want to take advantage of in this life, but it's going to be a forever thing. It's a forever thing. If you're not 100% comfortable with that, you need to get comfortable with that. Because God will give you a knowing, and the Holy Spirit will testify with your spirit from on the inside that you are a child of God, when you really are a child of God. But if that's not 100% sure in your mind, today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off one more second. In fact, as I'm talking, even if you're sitting in your seats right now or you're listening online, start asking God right now. Show yourself to me. I need to know this for sure. I need to be saved. Jesus loves you so much. I mean, so much. It's crazy. None of this bringing your works into account thing is because God doesn't love people. It's actually because of a trick the devil played on humanity, and that's a whole nother topic. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen, though. And I would really hate for any person hearing this right now to have just kind of like gone by lukewarm in their understanding of the Lord, kind of half in, half out, and get to the end of the age, and you're standing before the throne of God, and he's just asking you, did you believe in Jesus? I really hope you believe in Jesus, because this is the time where that's going to be brought to account, and you have said, you know what? I knew about you, but I never knew you. I knew about you, but I never, like, knew you on a daily basis like that. So let's just get that sorted out, right? That's an amen, because it's just really, it's so important that we understand Jesus. He loves us a lot, but we also do need to tell people, and the Lord's been dealing with me on that also. We need to tell people the things that I just shared with you, because it's super important, all right? Sorry, it took you a little longer than I thought, but anyway, I'll pass it over to Pastor Jose, but even as Pastor is preaching, God has something to speak to you, and just ask the Lord to reveal himself to you, right? He will convict you on the inside if that's something that you need, right?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.